Are you the man tonight, Ray?
Let's just let that one go.
Look at this guy. Comes in.
Hey, how are you? Sorry.
Carter, are you going to Laramie?
Yes, sir. I am. Yeah. You going?
Yeah.
Are you? Great.
Are you going down and back?
Yeah, we're going down and back the same day.
Thirteen.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, you want to park with back? Were you gonna stay around for the tour? Me neither. I'm out of there.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure. Yes. It's Thursday morning. I just have a day.
Yeah, it's not till 5:30.
Carter and I going down to Laramie.
Oh. Okay.
They're giving a tour of the university. It would be cool.
The whole thing?
Well, I'm not sure. Is anybody doing the voice?
We can take hours.
I don't know. I don't know who. I thought you.
Yeah, it was kind of.
No, I took the Blue Ribbon Highway.
They gave us free.
So I just got the Renee house because nobody has claimed it yet. Boy Scouts.
Cub Scouts.
Go to the game.
Friday night.
Zach can come down. Go to the game together. And then they announced the time, 8:15.
No, okay.
An 8:15 game.
Yeah, from TV.
All right.
It's like, what am I going to do in Laramie all day on Saturday? So. I'm going to drive back down, and then we start to lose that work.
Europe.
30 degrees and raining.
National Europe Week.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something I would do. Ever. Especially in
Europe. Low-income minority and disadvantaged students and their families. Underserved communities who might be the first person to
Ray is Canadian not here today?
What's that?
Is Canadian not here today?
No, she's out of town. Can you believe it?
No, never happens.
Renee mentioned to you there, the Cub Scouts were looking for somebody to do a proclamation.
Yes.
Bob got it.
No, he's got it?
Bob's a boy.
Bob
scout.
Got
it, Bob?
Yeah.
Does he have a proclamation too, Ray?
Yeah. What's that?
Does he have a proclamation that Ray
Yes, Scout proclamation.
Okay, good. Let her know.
Wait a couple more minutes for Sean.
What's that?
You were an Eagle Scout, weren't you?
Yeah, right. So I'm very familiar with scouting. I've gone to a lot of scouting. Plus, the real thing about scouting for us was he was the quartermaster for 3 years. That's a job. Every outing you go on, you're responsible for all the cooking equipment, all the food, everything. So yeah, we were pretty seriously into it. And you don't get to take a camping trip off.
Sure. Minute I leave you.
We repurpose
the trip.
How are you?
Doing good.
Does that go for my name tag as well?
You betcha. Absolutely.
It's just not in the cards to me.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm glad you didn't forget him.
So we do have a few things to cover this evening, and I was going to have, first off, Liz has some stuff that she wanted to share with us. For us to move forward. So, Liz Becker.
Your Honor, members of council, and Sunday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I wanted to acknowledge the Metro meet. We are wanting to, one of the items that you had pushed off from last Tuesday's council meeting was, in fact, the potential sale or direction on two of the properties that we had previously put up for sale that are city-owned properties. One is Wolf Creek Cemetery, which is, again, approximately 30 acres, and then the other is Bernadine property, which is almost an acre. It is off of the service road over by the Field of Dreams, and if you've had a chance to even go past those properties, it's near Platte River Builders Building, which is a new construction right up on the service road near the interstate. So, as you well know, we went out for second round of bids on these properties per your direction in July. You felt that the bids that had come in were either too low, or in the case of Wolf Creek, we had an unqualified bid. In fact, we didn't get the materials submitted that we had asked for. So we went back out. We beefed up our public advertising and did a couple stories on broadcast media, both on K2 as well as Channel 13 television, and we're able to get more attention to these properties. So the bids were submitted. We received those in August. And with the Bernadine property, again, the appraisal on that parcel is right at $145,000, and as the memo stated, we were able to secure a bid that came in for $80,000, which was higher than last time, still under the appraised value. That piece of property is one that staff would like to see sold. It is one that we have to mow and maintain. It is basically an acre of dry grass and adjacent to some commercial properties down there, and it is one that our Parks Department does have to, if you will, go out of the way to maintain. So that is of interest to staff. The Wolf Creek property, again, the 30 acres, we do have the ability to get water. There is water there on the extension there with Moose Drive to serve potentially about 30 residential homes, which has been the interest that has been expressed. That first bid that came in, as we indicated in our memo to you, was not qualified. Again, the bidder, even through Mr. Collins's direction, insisted on a contingency, and so that one did not meet the terms at the full appraised value. So the second bid came in for Measurement Investments LLC at the $286,000. The appraised value at the time was the $345,000. So that is what is before you. We would like to get some direction on what you would like to do with these properties. Yes, sir. On both properties currently with the high bids, it is Tony Searcy with one of his affiliates, which is Measurement Investments LLC, which he is a member and manager of. So we do have in this envelope, again, all of the documents that are required.
Jesse.
You know, what was the one that was the contingency that was by the same person?
Is that what Your Honor, saying? Yes, exactly.
So what's our thoughts? Would we like to give the direction to staff?
Jesse. Thank you. Has Casper Housing Authority had any interest in the Bernadine property of what they could repurpose it for what they're doing for the community? Is that a possibility?
Your Honor, they have not expressed Housing Authority on the Bernadine? No. That is zoned C4, so highway business.
Okay. I guess I'm not familiar where it's at.
You know where the Volkswagen dealership is on the front?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Go west about a block and then a little bit north.
Gotcha. Okay. Never mind. Scratch that.
Okay.
Tell us something, Charlie.
The thing that Liz always bothers me, I'd like to somehow get it straightened out in my mind, because it's one of the things I lose sleep over. And that is the bids and the appraisal. Is the appraisal a malfunction, or are the bids a malfunction? And I don't know how you can answer it, and I'm not, but I am putting you on the spot a little bit. So I just don't feel really good about these appraisals and then people getting them for half the appraisal, because I don't know how commonplace that is around town in the real estate world, but usually people pay all this money for an appraisal and they're wanting something that takes into account the economy and all of the stuff involved. But it just seems like, since I've been on the council, all these sold property for fractions of the appraisal, it bothers me.
Your Honor, this particular question did come up at leadership lunch last Thursday. Staff feels that the appraisal on the Bernadine property is overvalued. There is a unpaved dirt road currently that goes down to that property that would need to truly be paved for that to be acceptable within a city redevelopment, and we feel that that value is a little high. If anyone were to purchase that property, one of the first things that our department would require is for that road to be put in. And that would be another onerous requirement onto the potential buyer. As for the Wolf Creek property, since I have been with community development for 11 years now, we have had that appraised multiple times. The appraisal has held steady. It has not wavered. It's been right at that 350, 345 valuation, and that has been by different appraisers each time. I can say it's been appraised by three different appraisers. So that one is not, I guess, a question to staff, but the Bernadine property does seem high to city staff members.
Charlie and Chris.
You know, this whole process started a little over 2 years ago. And basically, council leadership said to staff, the city has no business owning property that it has no use for. It should be in the private sector. And so let's put these things up for bid and get them on the private roll so that people can develop that property and we can hopefully get some sales tax income through that process. And, you know, I'm not a real estate person, but the real estate people I have talked to say the real value of a piece of property is what a willing buyer will give a willing seller, and that's the value of it. And an appraisal is just a number. And so we've gone through this now twice, and this is what we're going to get for them. And if we say no, we're basically buying them back for that amount of money, and I think that's irresponsible. I think we've gone through the process. Let's sell them and get some houses on there, get a business on this Bernadine property, and get on with it.
Chris?
Am I right that between the two, we're about $100,000 under what the appraisals are? 40 and 60, roughly. I agree that we don't want to be in the business of owning land, and the property is only worth what a person's going to pay for it. I don't believe anybody comes to the city to make a purchase and not get a deal. You don't go to a city auction to buy a city truck at fair market value. You don't do it on the property. And I can't wrap my head around why we cannot use a realtor to market this and find out what the open market will pay for it. And I haven't looked at the statute in a while. It might be worth revisiting, but it seems like it says you can hire someone to act in your interest. And if we want to not call the realtor a realtor, that's fine. But we give away property, and I'm not for it.
Bob?
Yeah, what did we pay for Wolf Creek 27 years ago? Do we know?
Probably too much.
I know the thought was to build a
cemetery.
It was going to be a cemetery, and then we decided that wasn't a good plan. So.
It's based on the Mountain Prime development plan.
Bob, it was longer than 20 years ago.
I won't need it.
Will, did you have something you wanted to answer for Chris?
Thank you, Your Honor, Councilman Walsh. 15-1-112, it talks about when we dispose of city property, it has to be done by bid. The only exception where it's says we can use, in effect, a realtor, mm-hmm. is if we had, say, a parcel that we were going to develop into low-income housing, we can have a realtor sell off those parcels. And that's an actual specific subsection of 112. So the fact that they said, yeah, you can do it in this limited circumstance, but you have to bid out otherwise tells me that you can't do it other, you know, in the big picture for the rest of it.
All right. Dallas, I'm all right.
I do.
Well, couldn't we hire a realtor go out and solicit bids? I mean, it's what he's doing is he's saying bring in a bid for whatever he says to his client, bring in the bid, and they decide how to do it. And he makes his deal with the client and brings the bid in and flops it on Liz's desk.
You know, I'd have to think about that. We do have to advertise for bids and then, you know, take a
sure,
bid.
Yeah.
But how, if then somebody else is kind of beating the bushes to get good bids in, like, honestly, I'd have to.
The theory is you put out your notices, you do everything lawful. The realtor comes in. Now here's the kicker. I don't know how the commission would work because these people want to be paid, obviously. And they do have a stash of buyers, and they don't like loosening them up unless they get a little cash. So the issue would be they go out and say, Dallas, we've got this property up here. Your house would look good on it. And I think we ought to put in a bid of $350, and I say okay. And I guess he's going to say some percentage goes to him. either I pay it or it comes off the bid. That's something I don't know that we can do legally. But you're the city attorney.
Yeah, I'm going to have, honestly, I'd have to think about that, whether a professional services agreement to help, you know, solicit more bids. We have, obviously, we have to advertise, take them, evaluate them, whether or not we can use somebody as a professional to help solicit that process.
But it, hopefully, if we did it, it would be every realtor in town has the shot.
Sure.
They come in and you get 25 bids and 25 realtors, and we sort through them, and here's a good one, and we buy it. And then now the issue is, how does this guy get paid?
Right. Can we take a chunk of our money and pay women realtors?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Right. Could we take a chunk of our money and pay to the commission? We'd have to look and see.
Or the realtor makes the deal with the person on the offer. So if he says we're putting up $350, he's made a deal of how he's going to get his commission from the buyer. I think they can work that. I just want to know if that's lawful. It seems to me it is, but I have no
reason. And that's something, if council desires, I can look into it. Yeah.
Is that what you, because it sounds to me like, Chris, that's something you could really do.
Right, with a little better legality spin put on it.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Bob, thank you. I just looking a little bit, I guess along the lines that Charlie's looking, we've had these in our inventory for a long, long time, both of them. And while we don't get what I consider our fair share of a tax bite, if we do get them back on the tax rolls, to get them back on the tax rolls would help the county and to some degree the city. So I guess when I look at keeping track of them for 20 years, we've already got some real sunk costs, even though we don't know exactly what we paid for Wolf Creek. I'm guessing it was probably somewhere on the order of $150,000 or something like that. But I'm just guessing. I do remember when it transpired, but I guess I'd still like to see him get back on the tax rolls. And figure 24 houses at $250,000 a piece, that's going to generate something on the order of, you know, $1,250 a year, $1,300 a year in taxes. So,
I just got done with the chamber meeting where Rita Walsh reported that the school district elementary enrollment is down 960 students. So who's going to be buying these houses when our population has decreased? I don't know that building more houses is a good idea at this time.
So it sounds like we've got a couple things that we need to figure out. One, city staff's recommendation is to sell or to bid, but to accept the bids that are in right now. It sounds like there's a couple people that would like to put it and have Will maybe to look into whether or not the utilization of a realtor. Is that correct?
Well, I think the only question is accept them or not accept them, and see where it goes from there.
Okay.
That's the core transaction, don't you suppose?
Yeah.
I think we ought to give it a test run. You got two properties that have been sitting there for all these years. It's not like it's burning a hole in our pocket. I doubt if it's cost us anything. So I do agree with Charlie, basically, about what he said, but I'd like to, if we can make a test run and use a realtor, I'd like to see what happens. If they bring in some bid that's a lot more, that tells me something. If they come in with the same guy and the same bid, that tells me something. But what else do we have to test it on? Let's throw the chum in the water and see if we get a bite, if it's legal.
You know, if the consensus is that people want to try this out, fair enough. But let's bear in mind that every time we do this, there's a lot of staff time involved. We are understaffed. People are taking on multiple roles. And when we extend a process out like this, staff's going to have to spend more time on it. So let's just make sure we keep that in mind as we make these decisions. It's not free.
Yeah, I'm happy waiting, especially hearing from the process. You know, maybe even if it takes changing the state statute. Talking to a senator, he had no idea at a realtor board. He had no idea that we couldn't use realtors at all. And being in Gillette, then you hear other municipalities
kind of working around that. I don't know if it's home rule, if that counts in this particular area, but it sounds like it goes on maybe in other areas of the state. So whether it's waiting to see if we can use a realtor, or they put the bids and then they try to work in 0.5% through the person trying to buy it, that's great. But I'm happy waiting.
So moving forward, because there's a couple other items we need to discuss before we get on the floor. So how many people like to sit and wait during the next, just kind of wait?
So you're talking about rejecting the bids?
Yeah.
Not accept the bids?
Yeah, not accept the bids, I'm sorry. Four. You're abstaining? So those, I think we have enough votes to move forward, sounds like.
No.
Oh, no, we don't. Never mind. Forget it. Sorry.
If you took a vote for the people who wanted to accept the bids.
Yeah, let's try that way.
Yeah. Who would like to accept? Let's do it that way. Who likes to accept the bids? Yeah. That would have been easier way to do it.
Yeah, my point out that there isn't anything that has kept the realtor from not bidding when it's in the paper. So if they were interested, they might have been there.
Carter, you have a couple of things you want to tell us about the agenda.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Before I do, if I could take a moment just to introduce our new city treasurer, Mr. Pitlick here, the guy in the gray shirt, that is. Yeah. Tom started with us yesterday, and he is now on board and oriented and everything with regard to the onboarding process, and we are happy to have him, so welcome aboard. And this is the council.
Welcome, Beth. Welcome.
To the funny farm.
Just a couple small changes here that you may have already picked up on. We are asking that for the item relating to the public hearing for the text amendments regarding the historic preservation program, we are not asking for the public hearing this evening. In fact, we will ask that it be moved to October 3rd. And so your memo should indicate that. Another change to be aware of, we had the retraction of a retail liquor license transfer application, and so that will be canceled this evening as well. So we will not entertain a public hearing for the transfer of license number 28 because there is no application in that regard. And those are the changes.
Carter did want me to mention too, on the back of our on the back we have the grid, which is a upcoming agenda items, and he was really kind of just wanting to
on the back of what?
So the grid that we get like at all the meetings and stuff like that. Sorry, you don't have it. I apologize. This grid has kind of upcoming agenda items that are coming, and he wanted us to take a look at that to say is that this is something we want to look at each one of these items and give direction to council, or give direction to the city staff what we want to do. So maybe we can kind of look at that. I don't know how you want us to proceed. Do you want us to look at each item? I mean, how do you want us to do that, Carter?
I think, Mayor Pro Tem, all we really need is for you to be aware of this section on your grid, so that if you're wondering about items of interest that you have questions about and so forth, if you don't find it on a scheduled area of the agenda, you may find it here in future or upcoming work session items.
So if something's lingering and we haven't heard about it, to let you guys know.
Correct. And some of the question has been whether or not council is comfortable entertaining some of these ideas at all. And so if there are those questions, we need to know that too, so that if we're running afoul of, you know, what you don't want to see on an agenda coming up, it'd be helpful to have that direction as well.
Thank you, Carter.
Yeah, thank you.
We've got about 5 minutes. I'm going to see if I can try to dole this out. This may not work, but I'm going to try to. There are two items that Carter wanted to see if we wanted to put on a work session. And we're not going to really, I don't want to debate the merits or the values of the of these issues, but I need to know if we want to put these back on a work session to talk about it. The first one is, do we want to readdress TIF? And I know Amanda had brought that up to do that. Is there stomach to bring that back up and have that on a work session to talk about that? Do we have a thumbs up to bring that back and talk? Okay. The other one is prayer in meetings, primarily business meetings. Do we want to bring that back to the work session?
When did we do it last? February, I think.
Yeah.
But wait, I got to say something.
Okay, really quick.
Keith Goodenough doesn't want us to bring it back.
Who cares?
I just thought I'd throw that out. I'd get ready to vote.
Yes.
The other way.
Nope. All right. Appreciate that. Anything else? I know we've got about 5 minutes. Anybody want to share? Yeah.
I don't know how to do this, Ray, but Carter and I are going down to the WAM board meeting Friday. There's a lot of serious discussion going on at the state level about revenue options and this whole matter of extraterritorial jurisdiction involving the counties. And I have found it frustrating at times when, you know, and I've said this, we go around the table, it's 8:30 at night, and this is my opportunity to tell you all about what's going on at the state level. And people want to go. And I've got 5, 10, 15 minutes of stuff to go through. And I've got it right here. And it's happened on a number of occasions. And as I've said, the importance of some of these things really can't be overstated in terms of our long-term financial viability. And so somehow I would like to have us structure some WAM presentations into our work sessions, and if we have nothing to say, fine. But you know, I think it's sitting here at the back. At some point, there's going to be some time set aside for a work session agenda. Who knows when? 4 weeks from now, 8 weeks from now. Well, this stuff happens in real time. Yeah, and waiting 8 weeks to tell you guys about it is kind of silly. It needs to be done at the time that these things are happening. And we just had a legislative leadership conference phone call last week that I would like some time to tell you all about, because I think you should know about these things. So I don't know if we could just maybe almost put it in as a regular agenda topic to just say what's going on at the state level, and you and I can kind of maybe tag team that, Carter.
Oh, sure.
But I really think we should be everybody staying on top of these things, not just one person.
Thanks, Charlie. Chris, and then Amanda, Bob, and Dallas. And then we've got to go out there.
Charlie's got a good idea, and there's we don't bring up a lot of stuff. We don't ever have an opportunity, really, to have a discussion. When you say presentation, you mean you would brief us on it.
Yep.
I don't want to hear anybody else come in here. Ever again. But I would like to re-up my request that we have a city manager report, a financial report, council round the table, and then a discussion on whatever's coming up, so that we can talk about those things. We go fix the budget. Well, we don't want to get an opportunity to talk to you about it. So those types of things.
For work sessions is what you're saying, Chris?
Yeah. Put them so that the bottom of the work session is at the top. We think about a productive work session instead of time consumer.
2 minutes.
Do they send out minutes after those meetings that maybe could be shared with us? Then that way we can stay informed.
Well, the board meetings will have minutes,
yes. But there again, you know, that might be another week or two before those finally come out. And sometimes there are committee meetings that, you know, you all should know about, because maybe you want to go to them and actually see the committees wrestle with these topics. So, yes, that's one option. But
I mean, just in addition to.
Yeah.
Or.
Okay. But, yeah. Somewhere where we have an opportunity to go through these things.
Bob in Dallas.
I would propose that we have five Tuesdays in October, even though it's Halloween. We have a lunch session, to talk about budget items and talk about WHAM. We've seen that this group is pretty effective in getting things changed in Cheyenne, quite honestly. A lot of the liquor law changes were instigated here, even though we didn't write the laws, but there's nothing more important than getting the state revenue online.
I know we need to get out there, but there's a major initiative now to deal with stormwater utilities.
Yeah.
That was initiated by us, guys.
Booyah.
It's all happening at the state level because we said this has to get fixed.
So, for consideration, of October 31 meeting early?
Only if costumes are involved.
I'm fine with that, but I guess what I'm saying is every work session should have a WHAM report, a line item.
One Thursday a month.
The only thing I'd like to say is Carter sent this out, and he talked about the council having a retreat. Am I right?
Yes, sir.
I hope we have that soon. And I don't know if anybody else noticed that, but I think it would really be helpful this council to do that.
Do you know that we get paid every time we get together at the forum? While we're freezing city wages, gathering this stuff, we got to send the right message as well.
I'm happy with our existing meeting.
No pay.
I agree with that.
Health insurance, part-time employees.
This is my first public meeting, folks.
No.
Bear with me.
Only a couple.
Laugh with me if I mess it up. So
you'll do good.
Don't be too hard on me out there, Dallas.
Huh? I'm not going to say much tonight. Other than I want to.
Well, you know better than that.
That's kind of funny.
I'm going to run Amanda's billboard. You didn't hear that, did you, Rick?
What's that?
I said he needs murder.
God hates rapists.
Oh, I bet.
Peter?
Yes, I know. I would jump on.